What's the trip been like so far in LA?
It was a long flight, obviously not as long as you all, but you know, it was a long flight, but we had yesterday off and we got a chance to get recovered. Played golf yesterday at Wentworth, which was nice. And then, you know, kind of came back here, started watching tape and dialing in the Niners.
Is it kind of nice to get away from after the 0-7 start to the season that, you know, now you're somewhere else in the environment?
No, never that. You know, obviously 0-7 is what we've earned, but throughout each week we've gotten better. Whenever you're faced with certain challenges like that, you know, you wanna do whatever you can to correct them, and obviously not, I don't want to say running away from them, but not facing them head on. You know, coming out here, it's a different adjustment, but it's still a set of challenges of trying to get that, get our team to play up to where we need to play to be able to come out with a win. So, you know, it's been tough, yeah, but it's nothing that I don't think that any of us can handle. We all come from different backgrounds, and to make it to this point in our lives to be on an NFL team has been a great accomplishment. So, you know, this is just another thing that's going to help us, you know, kind of get us going and getting us ready for when we do get on that role.
Obviously, you're back now, and having lost you to Jalen Smith on the wing, it's been so long. Jaguars have had a winning season. What have these last few years done in terms of your psyche?
They haven't done anything. You know, it's different, obviously, now than it was in high school. But I have the same mindset. I feel like we have a chance to win every game. It doesn't matter who we play. We match up well against everybody. And, you know, we have to execute. And then once we start executing, we feel like we have an opportunity to come out on top of some of these games. And so we just want to continue working on that. That's never going to stop. You know, obviously, we're going against the Niners. You know, they have a great defense. Great front seven. Their corners are playing lights out right now. So they have a young safety that's playing well. And obviously, you have Hittner, which is funny. Yeah, that cracks me up. He changed his name to Hittner. That's awesome. But, you know, they have a great defense, and that's a challenge. And so for me, it's just another way for me to go out there and compete and see where I am against the best, either running-wise, blocking linebackers when they blitz, or running my routes. So it just gives me opportunity to see where I am when you go against some of the best. So I'm excited for that, and I think and the team, we're excited for it as well. And it's a great opportunity for us to go out there and show what we can do and who we are.
How are you doing health-wise?
I don't think anyone's 100% right now. Yeah, I'm sore and things like that, but that doesn't affect my play at all. I feel fine. I feel great. Just getting back in the rhythm of things after being off for about a year. And, you know, things are just starting to click now. So we got to get this thing going. And it's going to be a tough game to do that, but we're up for that challenge.
Luis, from the outside looking in, of course, people, you know, will have their own perceptions of you know, what's going on with the Jaguars. But, I mean, do you feel like, you know, obviously the record may not reflect it, but things are heading in the right direction for the franchise?
Oh, definitely. I'm from the Bay Area, so the Niners and the Raiders both struggled. You know, obviously when I was in high school, the Raiders were on top, and they were going to AFC championships and Super Bowls and things like that. And then I got to college, and it reversed, you know, within a year or two. And back then, the Niners weren't doing as well. And so they were able to turn things around. And as an organization, you got to go through some tough times to appreciate wins. You know, if you come in to start winning, you don't appreciate them. You don't know what it takes to do that. So we have to go through some adversity. And so right now that's what we're going through, but it's nothing that's going to, you know, I don't think it's going to knock anyone off. We're all fighting for what we feel is right, and we're doing the right things, and Gus and his staff is doing a great job, and we're going to continue to grow. And so we have a lot of young talent right now that's playing, and, you know, we're going to keep making these, keep getting better. We're not making the same mistake twice, which is obviously a key to being successful, and we're just going to keep learning and bringing these young guys along, and we'll start making plays and getting what we want here in the soon.
Your coach now, Kenny, is going to be the starting quarterback for Sunday. So I'm wondering, what do you need him to do for you guys to be successful and help you out in the running game?
What he's been doing. You know, Chad's been doing a great job of putting us in the right play, getting the ball to guys in space, making great decisions, and those things have been helping us. We've been having more explosives. We're getting healthier, which I think is a big key. We're starting to get guys to come back that we've been missing for a while. And so as long as we continue to get, you know, this offense can continue to stay healthy, we feel like we have opportunity to do some great things. So we just want to continue to get healthy, and that's from guys getting banged up in games, you know, just little things like that. And Chad will do his job, which is distribute the ball and put us in the right play, and he's been doing a great job at that.
If the NFL put a franchise in London next year for giggles, would you be willing to play for him?
You know, I'm not gonna lie. That's a long flight to go if you have an away game. I tell you that 8 hours is a long flight. So I guess my take on it. I don't really know right now, but it's a long flight away from home. And, you know, I'm a Bay Area guy, so I go home every off season. So that'd be what was that 14 for you guys?
We're looking at because we're in Nashville.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's about a 14-hour flight, so that's a tough one to get back to my home in California.
Do you live in Pleasanton?
Yeah, I live in Blackhawk, yeah.
Yeah, just one more. You mentioned guys coming back. Obviously, Justin Blackmon is one of those guys. I don't know, has he opened your eyes, you know, as far as any sort of improvement, or did you kind of know what he could bring?
We knew what Justin could do. You know, and that's why it was so hard for us to, you know, when the whole suspension thing came down, we knew that was going to be a big piece of what we can do going for a couple games, and he understood that as well. And so we couldn't wait for him to get back. I mean, what Justin can do for our offense, catching the ball, blocking, you know, he demands a certain attention. Obviously, with Cecil, how Cecil has played too, they demand a certain attention. Then we get Mercedes back, who demands certain attention and makes it easier to run the ball a little bit. So, we've been kind of dealt with a not so good hand, but we've handled it the right way. We fought through it, played well, and so now we just have to continue to grow with these guys and get back where we want to be.
I one more for you. As I'm sure you know, when a team starts at 0-7, their snide comments, you know, people tend to make him a punchline. I don't know, you know, inside your locker room, you know, how much you guys might get of that. But if you do, I mean, does it piss you guys off, I guess, for lack of a better term? Is there a certain anger, like, you know, we'll show all these people?
No, not at all. I mean, we understand that comes with the territory. You know, you have guys get flack all the time for having bad games after, you know, you could throw for 500 some odd yards and then come back and throw two picks the next game and lose, and, you know, the media is going to be down your throat. So we that comes with the territory. Obviously, we understand that. Our main goal is really to improve each week. You know, we weren't really good week one, and, you know, it showed, and then obviously we got better week two. We just want to continue to improve that way because we feel like we can be a top offense in this league and a top team in this league with the personnel we have. I know over the last couple of weeks we've been able to throw the ball very well. I think we've averaged about 300 some odd yards over the last 3 weeks. We have a lot of explosives. We're running the ball much better, and so we're doing some good things. We just got to continue to not, you know, I guess you say shoot ourselves in the foot when we get down the red zone, and we have to continue to convert on third down. So those are the big keys for us right now, and obviously it's going to be a great challenge going against a team that pretty much stops everybody from doing those things. So we understand that, and today practice was great. You know, guys flying around. It rained. This is the weirdest weather I've ever been around in my life. It rained for 20 minutes. It was sunny for 20 minutes. It rained for 10 minutes. It was sunny for 10 minutes. Then it started pouring for another 30, and the clouds went away, and now it's real sunny, and it's beautiful outside. So it waited until after practice to get like this, but you know, that's kind of the things you got to deal with, and we've been hit with a lot of adversity, but this is just another opportunity for us to go out there and show what we can do.
It's just getting you ready to play for that London NFL team, Maurice.
No, I don't think that's going to happen, man. I don't know. My house is in – I got to make sure if whoever's in San Francisco, you got to get back. Make sure Mount Diablo doesn't catch on fire so my house will still be there.
All right.
All right, guys. See you later.
All right, take care.
All right.